The following four soundbites on new Postal Service mailing service prices, effective May 11, 2009, are from Stephen Carney, Senior Vice President for Customer Relations. Spelling of Carney is K-E-A-R-N-E-Y. Soundbite 1 is on the consumer value and convenience of the Forever Stamp.
Customers can continue to mail letters at today's price by purchasing the Forever Stamp before May 11th. The Forever Stamp is always honored for a 1-ounce letter with no need for additional postage. Forever really does mean forever.
Soundbite 2 is how U.S. postage compares to other countries and what the stamp price change will mean to the average American household.
The Postal Service offers some of the lowest postage prices in the world. For the average American household, the 2-cent increase in the price of a first-class mail stamp represents only an additional $3 over the course of the year.
Soundbite 3 is on the reason for the price changes and how it compares to the rate of inflation.
The average price increase is at or below the rate of inflation as measured by the Consumer Price Index. When compared to annual increases in other household expenses, such as groceries, health care, and utilities, the Postal Service continues to be an affordable, economical choice for shipping and mailing during difficult times.
Soundbite 4 is on the value of Postal Service prices and services during these tough economic times.
The Postal Service does not receive tax dollars for operations and is not immune to rising costs affecting every family and business. Even with the May price change, the Postal Service continues to offer a good deal for consumers and businesses during a time when we're all looking for ways to save.